Or let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. The music of Mahler there, and this Saturday at 8 p.m., Maestro Dennis Mastromonaco and the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra will welcome the mighty Toronto Mendelssohn Choir with soloists Christina Campsell and Jonelle Sills for a thrilling season finale that will feature a performance of Gustav Mahler's massive Symphony No. 2, The Resurrection. The Living Arts Center in Mississauga will reverberate with the combined sounds of choir and orchestra, a pairing that will feature over 200 performers on stage. With me now is the maestro, Dennis Mastromonaco. Welcome. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Mark. Certainly a pleasure to meet you and be here.
That is fantastic. And I hope we get to do this many times as we talk about the Mississauga Symphony Orchestra. Why the Resurrection as a season finale piece? Take us through the decision-making. I know there's a lot of puzzle pieces that have to fall into place.
Well, absolutely. The ingredients that you need to pull this piece off, of course, you need an orchestra that has depth and substantial size, as we do. The use of a large and fine choir, we are very fortunate and lucky to have the Toronto Mendelssohn Choir.
You certainly are this time, my goodness.
And last, a theater that can hold 200 musicians comfortably on stage right. In significant backstage space.
Not just building out the stage, bringing
Absolutely.
Plywood to the venue.
Yeah.
That's great. You've got all three ingredients this time around.
We do. And of course, it is something, if you're going to do it, you have to do it at the end of the year. We are pacing ourselves through the year. We're not an orchestra. Of course, we can start the season off out of the blocks with something like this. And of course, this is going into my sixth year, wrapping up my sixth season. It's certainly been an absolute pleasure to see this orchestra grow.
Yeah.
The growth in the community with developing culture in Mississauga and keeping the tradition of symphonic music alive has been fantastic.
They say this was the piece that, he could eventually hang his hat on. This is the legacy piece. When you're preparing to perform it this weekend, what really stands out to you as you've been working on with the orchestra, with the choir, from a technical standpoint, what have you been dealing with?
Well, certainly it's a challenging work.
Yeah.
I think I can summarize it in thinking that it is chamber music written for a very, very large orchestra. That said, of course, there are some massive and bombastic moments,
right,
as we all know. But there are some genuinely written and very transparent and clear passages that really represent a natural chamber music-like objective. And that, of course, makes it challenging because you have a very large orchestra
right.
trying to play very intimate music. And that, technically, trying to control that, could have its challenges.
Of course. And this was, I guess, an experiment for him in that it was his first symphony to make use of voices and words as well as orchestra. So he was trying something new there.
Of course, the comparison to Beethoven 9
right.
Was the first that comes to mind. But I think in this case, this was the motion where Mahler took this idea of examining the afterlife and his dealing with, which he, of course, came to in Das Lied von der Erde, where he dealt with life, the parting of life, and the salvation of life. And this came before that, where he was just trying to deal with, is there an afterlife? The first movement is really a funeral rite where he examines this idea, is there life after death? Takes the next movements to explain it, the second movement of the joy of remembrance, the remembering of the joyous parts of life.
Mm.
The third movement, he creates doubt and the meaningless of life, as he called it. The fourth movement is about release from this life. We wouldn't want to exclaim as harshly as suicide, but that was to release ourselves from this meaningless life. And the fifth and final movement, the introduction of the choir, and he comes forward with the idea that is there life after death? A reprise of the first movement, a reprise of the doubt of the third movement, and then finally the hope that he gives us of everlasting renewal.
How's it feeling working with that Grammy-nominated Mendelssohn Choir, putting that all together and getting this organized?
Well, they are fantastic, yeah. And I had the pleasure to work with them a couple of years ago. The MSO had them join us for Beethoven 9, and that was certainly a treat.
Right. The Mississauga Symphony Orchestra performs Mahler No. 2, The Resurrection. You just heard, I just imagine him working extremely hard, asking these deep, deep questions of himself and trying to put that down musically, and we get to experience it this Saturday night at the Living Arts Center, 8 p.m., $40 price point with special pricing for students and seniors, mississaugasymphony.ca for info and tickets. And Dennis, really a pleasure. Thanks so much for being here this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark.